It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome. Good day to you, and welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It's the last day of the month, the 28th. Yeah, the shortest month of the year, which means tomorrow I get Social Security check in the mail. Yay! Well, I had to wait 28 days. Can't beat that, huh? This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall in our little closet studio here. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. You're listening to us on 106.3, 106.5, or 106.7 because the lovely FCC has played games with us, and now we're on three different frequencies, depending upon where you live and which one you pick up best in your car or your home. You can call in during the program at any point in time, 702-298-1063. You heard that in the intro, and we always take phone calls. A couple things to remind you of. Starting tomorrow through Saturday, Tapestry, the Carol King songbook, will be at Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort Hotel and Casino, 7 p.m. Nevada time it starts. And call the Riverside for tickets, 702-298-2535. And she's going to be in here Friday. Her name is Suzanne Davis. Yeah. And also, Friday is Be True to Your Teen Resource Fair. Teen and adult workshops at the Anderson Fieldhouse from 10 to 2. For more information, email Wendy at notmykid.org. And she'll tell you all about the times and what's going on. And then Friday evening, hey, you can also check out KC and the Sunshine Band. Yeah. At the Edge Pavilion, 7 p.m. Call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453. Now, let's bump into the studio. And, James, tell us.
Yeah.
Since you got your degree in college in 1972, why did America come out with a song about a horse with no name? And here we are, 50 years later, and the darn horse still don't have a name.
That is a good question. I do love this song, though.
Yeah, you should know these things.
Yes,
you know.
What is the answer?
I don't know. I'm asking the information. Yeah. I'm retired. You're the current information guy.
Now, if it was a bighorn with no name for the MCC Bighorns, you know, we could come up with it.
Hey, that's probably good.
Did you know that the Bighorns originally were the Burros?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and then they moved on to the Prospectors.
Didn't they start off as lizards?
No. It was Eastern Arizona Community College, though. They are the, not iguanas, what are those? Gila monsters.
Gila monsters. Wow.
That's it, yeah.
No kidding.
I'll get it
I
one
like
of these days.
I've
only
better.
Had one cup of coffee so far today. What is it?
It's early.
Yeah.
So you brought up something there. Are we going to name? Are you going to have people make a bighorn at each one of the campuses and then name them?
No, we've got one that name is Blaze. So we had Boomer, the bighorn, and then Boomer retired and went to the herd up on the North Canyon. So you may see him at that campus sometimes.
Okay.
But handed the reins over to his nephew, Blaze.
Oh, so they're Blaze, related, huh?
Yeah. So Blaze, That's nice. Blaze was excited last June, I think, around there. Blaze started with the college, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Where does Blaze hang out? What campus?
He's on all campuses.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He gets around.
He's divided by three or what?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And he'll pop in up north sometimes too.
Oh, but yeah.
That's an 8-hour round trip drive.
I know.
To get to the Colorado City campus.
But you get up there and meet Carolyn, the director. And,
the dean of the campus up there. Yeah, she does great up there. Yeah,
I know.
Well, that's where she's from.
I know. That's where we lost her to.
Did you see they sent us some photos last week during the snowstorm They got a lot of snow.
See them.
Yeah, the Kingman campus got a dusting, and of course we need to give a warning out to people whenever there's a dusting of snow up there that we may not be open the next day. But up north, I think they had six, 7 inches, and they were like, "Oh, we're fine. We'll be open."
Yeah, they know. They're used to
that. Yeah, they're ready for it.
That's nothing.
Yeah, down here it's if it's rainy. Well, when you first moved out here, we called called a carpet cleaner, my wife did, and they never showed up. She finally called them back, and they said, "Well, it's raining."
So what's that mean? You don't work? So
we were coming from Colorado. We're like, if nobody worked in the rain in Colorado, and I'm from the Pacific Northwest originally, I'm like, nothing would get done.
Yeah. So, and that'd be like somebody saying, it's hot, we're not working, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you're dropping things all over the floor.
I know, there we go.
Just your phone, nothing important. And who do you want to introduce your guest that you brought with you?
Yeah, we have
who made it in here before you.
Head coach and sports director, Camilo Valencia, for the soccer coach. And he is, for those who don't know, Camilo played professionally. He also coached up at UNLV.
Oh.
And we are lucky that he agreed to come down here and build this program. So he has a lot on his shoulders. He's building Northwestern Arizona's first ever college athletic program. And so we're in a men's and women's soccer teams. Those are the ones that we're putting out there, and they're going to start in August.
That's kind of a big responsibility to start from the ground up.
It's building from the ground up in an area that has never had college athletics.
Well, but soccer in our communities is big. I'm sure you've already found that out.
Hey Larry, yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet.
Yeah, it's a big sport everywhere. So
have you been down to see our soccer fields in Bullhead?
Of course.
On a Saturday when there's like a gazillion kids there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the home field's going to be Firebird Field.
That's what I heard yesterday.
Yeah, so Firebird Field, and then also working with the field house. So we'll have a camp coming up this weekend at the field house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's not just in the weekends, because Thursday nights is pretty busy down there too with the AYSO.
Right.
So there's a good soccer community.
Yeah. I coached soccer for a while. No, I'm not hireable. With my daughters, and then a couple of years ago with my granddaughter. And it's an enjoyable game, and then of course 2 years ago when you had to have points to get into the playoffs, and how you got points was your coach had to become a referee and referee games, and that was fun.
Yeah, we did that when we first got here. They needed more coaches, and I was working, and I go to Kingman every day.
Yeah,
so I didn't have time to do it, but my wife did, so she was a coach.
And
so she coached the kids' team. And it was the deal.
Right.
It was we need more parents, or we can't have the kids playing.
That's
and
right.
Then need the parents to help out refereeing the game, so they give you a little training session. And go through the rules and all that. So
Mr. Burgess would put you through a class.
Yeah, and the thousands. When we did the research, because it was really the way that it originated was the community, and a lot of movers and shakers in Bullhead City came to the college president when he started and said, "We really want this." And we'll support it. And they, now they have a booster club with a lot of the movers and shakers and newsmakers in the area.
Well, and some of the movers and shakers, like Meddy and Steve Moss, they are out there in the field refereeing.
Yeah, and they're the president and vice president of the booster club for the college. Yeah,
I know.
And they've, talk about support. I mean, Camilo can talk more to this because he's seen more of the support around the country as far as soccer goes.
Right.
And he was also a national champion team captain at Yavapai College when he was in college there before he went to UNLV and played. So he knows the lay of the land. And when you first got here, and since you've been here, the support that you've seen, how would you describe that?
Well, it's great. Just to speak about the first steps, just to start an athletic department with soccer, it's unheard of. It's unbelievable. Usually soccer is just another sport, sometimes overlooked. But here we have everything that we're putting into it is for men's and women's soccer. So it's fantastic. And then since I've been here, support was great from when I interviewed for the job. And now it's grown even more because people see that we're doing things. Hopefully, this two camps coming up on Saturday and Sunday are going to kickstart things too, and are going to get the community even more involved than what they are already. but the support, not only financially, but just the muscle, just
right.
the muscle to do things, and obviously the like you call them, the movers and shakers. So we need a lot of things done as an infrastructure, and those people are the ones that are helping and,
right.
are calling and are getting things done. So it's unbelievable. You know, Medi and Steve and,
yeah.
and Matt and all those people are just great.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I had Steve and Gary Reynolds in here last year for the first tournament, golf tournament. Are you offended that it takes golf to support soccer?
No, not really. Not really.
Right answer. Because now you have another tournament. I had Gary in here last week, and this is coming up on the second Bighorn tournament, and it's April 21st and 22nd.
Yeah.
And I got to tell Gary that Radio Central will give him $1,000 in commercials on all three of our stations and $1,500 in cash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
And
thank
then you have the first ever Kingman tournament in May,
mm-hmm.
which your weather should be perfect in May, right? 19th and 20th?
Up in Kingman, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it'll
yeah.
be great.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And it's such a great way, too. The, Gary is – I watch what he does, how he organizes these, and it's like – he's a genius at putting these tournaments together, these fundraising tournaments. And
he loves it.
Puts in so much work into it, too, and such a passion.
And if you want to play golf or you want to sponsor or make a donation, call 928-716-8182.
Yep.
And Gary Reynolds will take your money, take your registration for golf, take your tee sponsor,
yep.
Whatever.
But and all that helps the soccer program.
And the thing, too, going back to your original question, is that golf is such a social sport.
Mm-hmm.
That it just makes it I mean, it's not just the financial support, but it's just getting to know people and getting to,
right.
to like, you know, we've been in a couple of these already since I've been here. And,
yeah.
and I think is the event that I've met the most people that are going to be supporters forever just because they met the coach, just because they had that interaction and sat down to, you know, have a meal or whatever. Or, you know, we're part of our group that was playing. So it's such a social sport that it helps for a lot of things.
Right. Do you play golf too?
I try. James can tell you a little bit more.
We like to get out
he
there and
he misses the ball with the black on
it,
you know.
Yeah.
The balls are solid white. He doesn't know how
no,
to
I it. Actually bring orange and green so that I can find them.
Oh, okay. Because that's coming up in just another month and a half, the first tournament.
Yeah, and it's such a, as Camila was saying, so many people involved. And I mean, it's Arizona, so golf. Yeah. Look at the Mojave Valley here from Bullhead to Needles. What do we have, 6-7 nice courses?
Yeah,
and
Laughlin Ranch is
the
number
top,
2 course in Arizona.
Yeah, so there, and then, you know, and then you have them down, a great course down in couple courses in Havasu, as well as the one up in Kingman that the city has there.
Right.
And it's really just a perfect place to play golf. And everybody who's out here who maybe wants to support the community can join in these tournaments and help support the college soccer program.
Well, and speaking of soccer, in Bullhead, we have more soccer fields than we do any other sport. I mean, they keep growing the area down there. Of course, it kind of helped when, for a longest time, the director of that for the city was also involved in soccer, and his wife and kids and stuff, and he kept saying to the city manager, we need more fields, you know, and they need lights on the fields because they play at night. And actually, we've grown that area down there in Rotary Park. We as the city, not me. I didn't do it the darn thing.
Well, Camilo's former coach out at Yavapai, he was kind of our liaison, our expert when we were first looking into this and exploring it. And he got one look at the Rotary Park complex, and he was really impressed and said, you know, you could hold a national tournament here for the NJCAA, and they might want to look at that. So.
Well, I'm sure Dave Heath is probably looking at it because they just held the Colorado River Invitational Tournament. They call it CRIT, I think, just a week or two ago. And that brings kids from Kingman, Havasu, and beyond. I was meeting with one of my customers in Kingman the week before, and she said, I'll be in Bullhead Saturday and Sunday. And I said, you will? She goes, yeah, our whole family. She's, our kids are playing two soccer games each day, each kid. They got two.
Yeah.
And then I was at Laughlin Ranch for lunch on Saturday and saw them up there. I said, you guys have time to come to Laughlin Ranch for golf in between your games? And she said, yeah. And her husband was like, hey, we got to eat somewhere. Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah. So let's take our first break. We're already 21 past the hour.
Oh.
And again, if you have questions, you want to call our expert, not James, the expert about soccer, 702-298-1063. We'll take your phone calls. You can text your questions if you want, 928-201-3313.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, let me know everything's on.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Attention local businesses. Hi, my name is Heather from Mojave Electric Cooperative. Consider switching to LED lighting to save energy dollars. Mojave Electric offers an LED conversion rebate to all of our business members. Start saving today with a rebate up to $5,000 by contacting our energy management specialist at 928-763-1100. Again, that number is 928-763-1100. Or by visiting our website at www.mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Les Olson IT is now a Ricoh Graphic Arts and Production Systems dealer. Ricoh chose Les Olson because of our reputation for superior service and national recognition. Les Olson IT chose Ricoh Graphics because they're the best value compared to other commercial-grade printers. Ricoh excels in high volume, high speed, high resolution, and offers an exciting fifth color. Learn more at lesolson.com.
Les Olson IT.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity, and you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
I'd like to build the world a home. And welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live and in person from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, they're going to be in here Thursday. And is it time for you to purchase a home? Oh, maybe a vacation home. Maybe you just want a pool in the backyard. Or you want to remodel some of the rooms in your house. You need some cash. Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691, and get your share of the money out of his vault. You go in, you sit down, you start filling out a couple pieces of paper for a loan, and then you notice he's not at his desk anymore. He's disappeared. Well, he goes down to the vault. It's underneath his chair. It's underneath the ground. His chair's a dumbwaiter. He goes down to the vault, and he gets your cash, and he brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Yeah, almost. At Mojave Mortgage, get some of Chad's cash. Call 928-288-2691. Oh, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. You heard the commercial there. They said they were number 4. They've grown to number 2 now in our state. The second best golf course is right here. Yeah. And plan to join your friends and family at Laughlin Ranch on March 31st. It's a Friday night for an evening of a concert of the Sounds of the Eagles. Yeah. I don't know if I have any Eagles on this CD today or not. I think I have an Eagles CD somewhere. Get your tickets now for the Eagles Tribute Band Outdoors Under the Stars. General admission is $50, or that's first come, first serve. Or you can buy VIP tickets, and they'll bring you food and beverage to your seat. And then afterwards, of course, I got to have an after party. You can get all the information, including your tickets, at LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. A little chilly out there today? Well, not too bad, huh? It's burning off. The nice sun's coming out. I'm in shorts today. Yes. How is your home or office heating system? Well, in Bullhead City and in Needles, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions to come fix them. Yeah, tune them up. Take care of your thermostat, your furnace, your heater, your heat pump, whatever you have. You can call them, too. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. East-West Financial Services, are you looking to retire this year? Well, if you are, you should sit down with Jack Mafara. It's free to sit down with him and ask him questions about personal investments. Yeah, he specializes in retirement and estate planning and principal protection. That's the best part. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. You call him up at one number, and you can make an appointment in either one of the offices, and the appointment's free. He's been doing this for 20 years right here in Mojave County. Call 928-888-9828. All right, back with our guests. And you were mentioning you have a camp this weekend, Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, we have two ID camps coming up, a girls' camp on Saturday the 4th, and then the boys' camp will be Sunday the 5th. So these camps are for high school kids and above.
Okay.
So these are the kids that want to play college soccer, that want to be identified by us, by our coaching staff. So that's what we're going to be doing all day on Saturday and all day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. So basically they're trying out for you?
So it's not a trial. We don't call it a tryout, but we're going to put them through some drills that are very similar to what we will be doing during the season. So it's a great way for them to see what we do and what it's all about. So because a lot of people think, yeah, we want to play college soccer, but they've never seen a college game. They've never,
right.
They don't know how training is. So they go through that, and then they can figure out, okay, yeah, I want to do this, or no, I don't. And then for us,
okay.
It's also a way to see them in person, to meet them, to talk with them, and just see what kind of person they are, because it's not just about the soccer, it's about creating the right culture and making sure that we have what we need.
Right. So what are the times Saturday and Sunday?
So we'll start at 9:30. The check-in is at 9:30 to 11:30, and they'll get a break to have some food, and then they come back at from 2:30 to 4:30. So it'll be 4 hours of work.
Okay.
But we'd also get a 20-30 minute session of question and answers for the coaches, and then also for us to explain how the whole recruiting process works and what they need to have and do before they get here on campus.
Is this a free camp?
No. This is $100 for per player for the camp.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and now this is in Bullhead at the field house?
Yes, at the field house.
Are you going to be doing them in Kingman and Havasu also?
So after right now, we're just going to be doing the field house. This is the first one, so we're just getting this started. But we're also going to have youth camps for younger kids. And we'll be doing some clinics also with the city here in Bullhead.
Okay.
And we're exploring our options to work with the high schools.
So you've already met Dave Heath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you met Jeff Tipton.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really? Okay. He's Mr. Soccer, too. He's actually the city's human services director.
Okay.
But he's got two daughters. He brought them in here about 3 weeks ago because they were signing up for soccer. And so we promoted sign-ups and both of his daughters are now high school students, but they've played their entire life, and now they both coach and they both referee. You know, they eat, sleep, and drink soccer. Plus, they play on a travel team, and you'll probably meet them this Sunday.
Yeah, and I think probably Coach Cynthia, our women's coach,
right.
has met them.
Probably.
She's been involved a lot with the AYSO and that group, and so she's probably met them already.
Yeah, and he's on the board, but Toby D'Angelo's, I think, is the president mm-hmm. of the AYSO board.
Yeah.
So, and she's checking to see if they have a tournament on the day of my expo, if they're going to have a booth there or not. And then she'll tell me no, and I'll call Jeff, and he'll say, yeah, we will. You know, you have to know more than one person, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's just like when I texted her and said, hey, you got signups, come on the show. And she goes, not me. And I said, oh, come on. She goes, I'll call Jeff. So Jeff came on. That's all right. You know,
put you in touch with the right folks,
well,
though.
You got to be flexible. You got to be flexible.
For people who are interested in the soccer camps, they can go to MojaveSoccerCamps.com Because you still have a few spaces.
Yeah, we still have some spaces available from both the boys and the girls.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think they're looking for more girls.
It's not Mojave.edu?
No, this one's at MojaveSoccerCamps.com, and it'll have that's where you register.
Okay, all right. I didn't know you could say anything other than Mojave.edu.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
All right, stick around. We're going to come right back. Hey, thanks for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, if you have a question for our guest, is 702-298-1063. Write that down, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See you. And it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
When was the last time your home or business heating system was serviced by professionals? It's time now to prepare and have your heating system serviced to last during our chilly season. You don't want your system to fail or break down on a cold winter night. Arizona Comfort Solutions can service your heating system and keep you, your family, or employees warm. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 758-2400. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Stay warm. 928-758-2400. Is your home or business secure? Do you need a complete quality camera system that you can record or watch live from your cell phone? Call a professional. Barron Security Solutions, 758-5499. Secure windows, doors, with a quality security system that provides 24/7 monitoring. Always local service and support from Barron Security Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Why pay for storage when you can own your own building? Hi, this is Robert with The Shed Guys, your locally owned and operated portable building specialist. We have the right size shed for your storage requirements. We have many styles, sizes, and models for your pre-built shed. Come see the selection. I'll be happy to show you around. 5160 Highway 95, south of Walmart, Fort Mojave. Or call me, 928-758-7224.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ. For Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk in KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
That's too hard. You can let McKenzie do that. He can. He's young, you know, and he's got the experience. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Barron Services. Hey, they're experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. They take care of everybody. My wife just texted me they're at my house spraying for pests. See, I'm not there, so it must work. Oh, Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets, alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions. Call Barron's at 928-758-5499. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of health care? Well, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you and get you certified as a certified nursing assistant through someplace called MCC.
Hey, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
All your nursing needs.
While they're at work, they get to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can be a certified nursing assistant at with the help of MCC, at Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Now, their services, they do post-acute rehabilitation. They do physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, part of the building is a certified nursing facility, skilled nursing facility. So check them out. The Shed Guys, locally owned and operated, delivering pre-built portable buildings. You pick the size, you pick the windows, the doors, what type of doors. You want a roll-up door, farm door, you want man door, you know, whatever you want. Porches, you can get a porch, you can get ramps, you name it. Stop by and see the selection today at 5169 Highway 95, just north of Walmart in Fort Mojave, or call Robert at 928-758-7224, and he answers the phone 24/7. Yeah. In case you wake up at 3 in the morning and you're dreaming of a shed, call him. 758-7224. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're delivering butcher block. That's right, breakfast for the Hardy Man's combo, or a steak quesadilla, or chicken a country fried steak and eggs. With breakfast served, open to close. I was in there today. And you can get lunch or dinner, like, you know, top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter and mashed potatoes and veggies. Or you can add mushrooms or shrimp or super salad. It's, why are you going to the next song? Hold on. It's yummy, and it's butcher block breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Perkins. All right. Now back in the studio. Are you aware of this program with Legacy and how that works?
Not the
okay,
details
thank you very
in
much.
The weed details. But they're one of the college partners, yeah, and it's for the nursing and CNA, so
yeah.
The certified nursing assistants. We work with them. They hire our graduates, as do
right.
a lot of the hospitals around and the medical centers, and really just such great health science programs that we have there at the college. Nursing being the one that where I have on every campus. We also have surgical technology, physical therapy assistants, dental, radiologic technology.
See how he works? I asked him one simple question, and he's like, he just keeps going, you know? He doesn't stop. He goes, like, oh, yeah, we're here to one, so I'll just keep on talking.
Should have moved on like you suggested.
Camilo's used to it, too, yeah.
So when do you think you're going to start playing intercollegiate or, you know, other colleges?
Yeah, so we'll start in the fall of 24.
Okay.
So we have a little bit of time here to get everything ready.
Now, part of that is funding and getting everything ready and getting other colleges to go, oh, you want to play?
No, so we're in the ACCAC, which is the Arizona Community College Athletic Conference. So that part is good to go. And soccer is played collegially in the fall. So that'll be our first season. But yeah, I mean, a lot of structure is there, but we still need some stuff. The funding is there, so all that's taken care of. It's just obviously we got to recruit and we got to find the team, really.
Right.
But yeah, we have some time for that.
And then so you would bus students down to Phoenix to play, and then vice versa they bus up here.
Yeah, that's how it works. So there's eight or seven schools in Phoenix, one in Tucson, and then a couple more in the rural areas.
Okay. And then when you go, let's say you go to Tucson to play, do you take both boys and girls, or they're both teams playing, or one at a time?
Yeah, so the way the conference works right now, again, there's a time, a little bit of time that things can change, but the way it works right now is there's the men will play at 4, and the women will play at 7.
Okay.
So yeah, both at the same time there.
So the same day then.
Same day.
And mm-hmm. then you drive back. You
yeah.
don't need rooms or anything.
Depends where you go. So when we go to probably Eastern Arizona, we will stay.
Yeah, you get down to Tucson. You don't want to
yeah.
play and then drive all the
yeah.
way home.
Yeah.
That's you have to take two bus drivers for
yeah.
that. Because they'd be on the road a long time.
Yeah. So yeah, the Phoenix trips will be we'll come back. Same thing with Yavapai and Prescott and Arizona Western.
Okay.
But when we go to Tucson and in Eastern and Cochise, we'll probably stay there.
Even though you're talking a year away, are you starting to get excited?
Oh, of course. Of course. I mean, for me, just getting the balls delivered for camp, that was great.
Yeah.
That's it's the first soccer thing we're gonna do, because everything else has been administrative stuff,
right?
And fundraising stuff. But it's the first soccer thing that we're doing, and that's super exciting.
Good. And you got balls and everything for this weekend.
Everything's ready to go.
Yeah.
All we need to do is pump them, and that's it.
Yeah. Do you have a needle that you can use for the pump?
No, just south of Bullhead, you can go down there to Needles and get all the needles you want.
Yeah. Do you ever notice when you're – well, your kids are all grown now, but
yeah.
Mine are right in that age where it's, oh, let's go play some basketball. Well, the ball's flat. All right. Then you can't find the needle for the pump.
Oh, yeah.
Search all over. I think I bought, like – 5-6 different needles, oh, yeah. And now we still can't find the last
you
one.
You go to my toolbox and open the top, and there's like 4 or 5
You've got them in there,
I
yeah.
I don't know why.
You're more
organized still have
than
them.
Us. Yeah,
yeah, but why do I still have them? I don't know. I'm waiting for that neighborhood kid to come over. Can you pop on my basketball? Yeah, I can, actually. So do you think with dual enrollment in our high schools that kids – like my granddaughter was taking dual enrollment classes, and so is her cousin. They had no choice. I didn't give them an opportunity to say no.
Well, it's free, so you get free college credits. Yeah.
Well, and the simple fact that you walk away with your AA the night before you get your high school diploma
was
pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you see soccer going to be a new draw for MCC? Do you think you're going to start getting more students from the three communities saying, wait a minute, I love soccer. I can go to MCC and play soccer and stay here and to get my degree?
Well, and when we had researched it, looking at starting this up, some of the research showed that not only will you get soccer players coming in, but their family members will start coming in. So you'll get brothers and sisters who will then want to come to the college, maybe not play,
right.
But since they're sibling is on the team, they now want to go there too.
Ah,
so it
okay.
helps with enrollment in that respect.
All right. Yeah. Do you see someday soccer fields at all three schools, all three campuses?
I don't know. It's hard to beat that Rotary Complex and Anderson Fieldhouse. I mean, it's and we have.
But I was
know,
told
each
the
community
Anderson
has
Fieldhouse,
good fields.
The Anderson Fieldhouse for soccer games isn't quite big enough, right?
Yes, yeah, it's not wide enough.
Not wide enough.
Isn't that amazing?
Or collegiate soccer, yeah.
Right. Isn't that amazing that they've built that, and everyone complained about all the money, and now it's not big enough.
Yeah, they can play some games there. You could play some scrimmage games, you know, if the other teams
agree
to it. Yeah, and I think that there are some. They do have soccer games there, but not collegiate games,
right.
Not college games.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's such a great facility though for these camps. And any scrimmage games that they want to have. It's amazing.
And then Firebird Field,
Firebird,
you can adapt it and make it a little bit wider, right?
Yeah. Firebird would be perfect size. It's just unfortunate that it's that narrow.
Yeah.
Because everything around, like the whole infrastructure of the field is great. The locker rooms are unbelievable. So we'll still train in there.
Right.
Obviously, in the spring, the weather here changes so much.
Oh yeah.
That we'll be training in there, and kids will get the benefit of that.
Yeah.
But official games, it's a little tough.
Gonna be outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with that.
No, and actually, the way I see it, and I'm a half full glass type of person. I think it's better to play outside because everybody in the conference will play outside.
Right.
So if we were playing and training inside, every time we go to Phoenix, every time we go to
Tucson,
we get killed in the heat. So
right.
Now we can also adapt to that and we're in the same playing field.
Good. All right.
How do the tournaments work? So if they were to have a national tournament over at Rotary, it wouldn't just be on the one field, would it? They would take advantage. It's the whole complex, right?
I was fortunate enough to play two national tournaments while I was at Yavapai, and they were both in Tyler, Texas, and they had two fields. So they would use both fields. It makes the games go faster.
Right.
Also, when they did them at Yavapai College, they would use the two fields too. So here, I think we could get up to three very good fields. So it could be even better. But if you have two fields, that probably be enough. Yeah,
I'll definitely have that over there.
Now, in college, are the parents and the people that come to see it used to stand on the grass too, like they did when they were young kids? Because I mean, other than Firebird Field, the rest of the fields you'd have to stand and watch.
Yeah, so they would have to adapt that. Because
okay.
especially for a national tournament, you would need stands.
Okay.
But, I mean, those are things that...
You can rent and bring them in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that would be also part of the NJCAA working with the city and working with conference because it's a big event. It's not just a little, a little tournament that...
A weekend tournament.
Yeah, we just go in and have fun.
So have you met Toby Cotter, our city manager?
I have.
And he's pretty excited about this, too.
Yeah, and he's super, super supportive. So we're very thankful to him and his team because they've done an amazing job already, and we have some meetings coming up for more things to be done at the field with them.
Good. And now, all your practicing and all your games will be in Bullhead, even though you're you got three campuses. So a lot of the students from Kingman and Havasu will be traveling to Bullhead?
They have to live here. They have to live here.
Oh,
because if you think about it, when we go to Phoenix, which is not the longest trip, we'd probably be coming back around 2, 3 in the morning.
Right.
So you don't want a kid driving an hour to Kingman, an hour and a half to Havasu, and then have to come back for class at 9 or 10.
Right.
So that'd just be logistically be impossible. It'd be safety, you know, a nightmare. So kids will have to live here in Bullhead.
So we could get to a point, though, in a few years where we have college soccer at the other two fields?
No, so no? It's one school. It's one school, and the school only has one team that represents them. In any sport, it'd be just one team that represents the school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, wow. Bullhead wins, and Kingman and Havasu.
Well, they're still talking about having the scrimmage and tournaments perhaps up in Kingman Havasu and doing clinics in Kingman and Havasu.
Okay.
So
good.
All the communities will be involved.
Good, because I don't want to see just one town get to get all the games.
Yeah, no, it'll be based. The program's based out of the Bullhead campus, but there's obviously going to be involvement in both in all the cities.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah. All right, good. Because we got to have a tournament in Havasu in a couple of years, probably. A golf tournament.
Oh yeah,
get Steve Moss and the gang together to.
I think they're talking about that for maybe the fall. That's one of the boosters are working on that.
Yeah. I think Mayor Sheehy would love to have that down there.
Yeah, there's I think Will's in motion for that one to happen too.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
I know these guys.
and they've also talked about the restaurant down there, the pub, the bar, Mud Shark.
Oh, okay.
They were talking about with the boosters about maybe doing something down at the beach down there, like some sort of a little event, fundraiser. So there's a lot on the table. And when you hear from the boosters, these guys know everybody. And
so,
and they when they come up with an idea, they make it happen. That's why they call them the movers and shakers and newsmakers.
I know. All right, let's take a break. If you have questions, grab your phone 702-298-1063. Give us a call. A couple more things to tell you about. There is a farmer's market on Saturday the 4th at Community Park in Bullhead from 9 to 1. Call the Parks Department 763-9400 if you have questions.
Dinner time. Pizza chain, burger chain, or freshly made dinners from Pro Fit Kitchen. Start with your choice of 4 different salads, then pick one of 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and kids' menu. All your drink selections, hot teas, wellness shots, custom sodas, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Everything is fresh and made when you order. It's the only way Chef Eric and his crew know how to make your meals. See the complete menu, ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery delivers with Butcher Block, a hearty man's breakfast combo or steak quesadillas or country fried steak and eggs for lunch or dinner. First breakfast is served from open to close. Or how about top sirloin steak topped with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, and veggies? Add mushroom, shrimp, soup, or salad. Or try the steak and pepper skillet. It's yummy. Butcher Block breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Hi, my name is Jack Mafara, and I'm the founder of East West Financial. Great service won as many awards in the local newspaper without soliciting our clients. One of our services, estate planning, is the best in the area as we work with many attorneys. We're also known for our annuities offering excellent returns with no caps, guarantee of principal. Because of our annuities, we won Forbes magazine Top 10 Financial Planner 3 times. Call me, 928-888-9828, and find out why you should be working with East West Financial.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
This is our town, the place we call home. Here is the Our Town calendar. The Parker Veterans Stand Down is scheduled for Friday, March 10th, starting at 9 a.m. at VFW Post 7061 on Hopi Avenue, 928-323-4401 for more info. The Needles Chamber announces its Lucky Greens Golf Tournament is set for March 18th. Call Jessica, 760-326-2050, or visit the Needles Chamber at 950 Front Street. Havasu's Earth Day Community Cleanup is a giant effort in its second year with numerous community organizations participating on Saturday, March 25th. To register, to volunteer, or to suggest a cleanup site, go to Lake Havasu Earth Day Rotary Day of Service on Facebook. The BBB is rewarding students with its annual Ethical Torch Student Scholarship Program. To learn more, visit torchsa.bbbcommunity.org.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They continue to support education with 18 $200 classroom grants available for educators to purchase materials, supplies, equipment, whatever they need for a special classroom project. Submissions are now being accepted from teachers and schools in the MEC service territory until March 17th. So you got 17 days to get it done. Applications are available at MojaveElectric.com, or you can call MEC at 928-763-1100. I'll bet they could email you if you check on that. All right. ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Are you looking at getting healthy in 2023? James, are you thinking that maybe you want to?
Nah, maybe 24.
Okay. Have you eaten at ProFit Kitchen yet?
Yes, I have.
Yeah?
Oh, yes,
see? Because he stays in fit, that's why.
Yeah, he is. If you look at him.
I mean, yeah, so he goes to ProFit.
Pro soccer player.
You don't even know where ProFit is, do you?
I get too winded just running to the fridge.
So ProFit Kitchen up in our Riverview Mall, the healthiest breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the Colorado River. Ask about meal prep solutions. That's where they'll make your lunch for the week, and you can pick it up and take it, and you don't have to go through a drive-thru. You know, people order their meals there all the time by the week. Check out the entire menu and place your order at ProFitKitchen.com. That's KITCHIN.com. And ask about their catering service. Yeah, they won an award at the Taste of Bullhead the other day. Yeah. O'Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place to shop and eat. Downstairs, we got restaurants. We got ice cream stores. Upstairs, we got Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. Plus the Levi store to the Vitamin Worlds and the World. And the Boot Barn to movies and to Pendleton store. Well, still time for Pendleton's, you know. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall. Check us out at the Laughlin Mall. TWN Communications, three different services, one dependable connection. Enjoy fast, reliable fiber internet. Fiber internet. Yeah, it's fast. I love it. Digital telephone, TV streaming service, and all from TWN Communications in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the next step. You can pre-register today at TWNcom.com/Mojave. You can also call them at 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN, because right now there's 13,000 connections out there available, and you might have it in your yard, and you might have it and don't even know it, and you're paying more for a Brand X and probably not getting the best service. So, do you have a TWN yet?
No.
No?
No, we're on, they just changed their name.
Oh, yeah.
I forget.
Sunlink to Optimum.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, someday you'll get
fiber. One day I'll be good enough.
Yes, one day you'll get fiber. So when we're talking just Bullhead City, you're talking Mojave Valley and Bullhead area. So you're talking basically three high schools, Mojave Accelerated and Mojave and River Valley. Are you finding yourself maybe next year starting to go to the high schools and start talking to the students?
I've already been, actually.
Oh, you have?
I went to Lake Havasu on the boys' side. They had a very good season. So I watched them play a couple times. So, yeah, we've between Coach Cynthia and I, we've been to pretty much every school play already.
Okay, good. Then when will you start to seriously recruit from the schools? When will you start watching players? And
so I have a call with a recruit on Saturday. So I'd say Saturday is when I'll start hard. I'm kidding. We've been talking to some student athletes already. So this is not just you show up and you play on Saturday.
Right.
There's a lot of rules that go into what we're doing.
And there's practice
and
like you talked about the culture.
Yeah.
The student has to fit in, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Explain that more.
So we can start signing players, student athletes, November 1st of this year. So to answer that first question, and then you know the second part, this is our first go at it. To have teams, and in the junior college world, it moves so fast because you can only have the players for 2 years. So you don't have time to bring a kid in and say, yeah, you know, maybe, and we'll develop him or her for 3 years. You don't really have that luxury here.
Right.
So you need to hit on the right kids to come in. And again, we'll have 25, 26 players, only 11. Play at a time.
Right.
So you need the right people on the team, because if you have a kid that's not playing much or is not starting, but you know, is getting minutes here and there, and they're not the right personality or the right type of person that you need for that role, then it's just gonna probably ruin the whole situation for everybody else. So when you look at a collegiate team, you don't have players that barely played in high school. You actually have players that were the best player on the high school team or the best player on their travel team, and then they come in and they're all the best players. Well, they used to be even the best players. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Only 11 can play.
Yeah.
So that's when we talk about culture and personalities and character. So character is probably number one, especially right now for us starting. Of course, we want good players, but we want kids that come and fit to what we want and are actually helping us improve moving forward.
So are you working on a list of questions that you're going to ask these students to get them to qualify for your team along with their ability?
Yeah, so first, obviously, we see them play, and we talk to the coaches, and their coaches will give us their honest opinion on the kid. And a lot of times we're looking for things outside of the field, because the field we can see that, right? But, yeah, so in my case, I like to ask if they like to train, because a lot of kids like to play, but they don't like to train. So
right.
If they don't like to train, that's not what we're looking for.
We'll move on to the next person.
Yeah, you don't ask that question probably just like that. You find out about it with other questions.
So you're going to need all three high schools to get you the best of the best for 25 kids.
No, we're going to need more than that. We're
going
to need way more than that. Yeah, okay. Way more than that. Because if you think about it, Mojave High School only has 6 seniors on the boys' side.
Right.
So if that's thinking that they want to keep playing soccer, 6 seniors on the varsity team.
Right.
But not all of them are going to want to play.
Right.
So you need more than that. It's not just going to be from this area. Like I said, it's going to be Mojave. It's going to be River Valley. It's going to be Lake Havasu. It's going to be Kingman. It's going to be Lee Williams. But it's also going to be outside of that. It's going to be from Vegas. It's going to be from California. And it's going to be international students too. So we're looking for not just in our area. We're looking for players all over.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. How do people get in touch with you? Some of the parents that are listening or grandparents thinking, my kid wants to play with him.
Yeah, so the best way to go at it, we do have a website, so it's athletics.mojave.edu. There is there's a lot of information in there, but there's also some questionnaires there for men's and women's soccer, and then we'll get all their information and we can get in touch with them. There's also an email, it's a very easy email, soccer@mojave.edu. Where if they have any questions, they can email us there, and both Coach Cynthia and I will follow up with anything that we can give him.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.